Microphone check 1 2 3 4. Microphone check 1 2 3 4.
Call this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I call it to order. I would like to remind each member of the committee to mute his or her phone or microphone on the Microsoft Teams program when not talking to and to announce your name at the beginning of each time when you speak. Additionally, I remind the public to mute your phone and that this is a listening-only hearing for the public. Before we begin, I would like to introduce the members of the committee. Please respond present when I call your name. Sam Gill?
Present.
Morning, Sam. Dr. Lawrence Brown?
Good morning.
Present.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. Dr. Dean Kotlowski is absent on this call. Mike Moran?
Present.
Morning, Mike. Robin Salmon.
Present.
Morning, Robin. Donald Scarinci. Donald, you're muted, but I can see
it's
you.
Nice to see everybody present.
I can see everybody. Thank you. Dennis Tucker, I can see you.
Present. Good morning.
Peter Van Alphen.
Present.
Morning, Peter. Arthur Bernstein.
Morning.
Present from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, we know where you are. Okay. Dr. Harcourt Fuller.
Present.
All right, and welcome. I'm Mary Lynn, and I'm chair of the CCAC. And so we have a quorum.
You do.
So the agenda for today's meeting includes the swearing in of the new CCAC member, Dr. Harcourt Fuller, the acceptance of the letters to the secretary, and approval of the minutes from our June 15th and 16th 2021 meetings, and the review and approval of the 2021 annual report. Before we begin our proceedings, I ask the Mint liaison to the CCAC, Ms. Jennifer Warren, if we're aware of any members of the press who have signed on to the public meeting.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman. We do have Paul Gilks, Coin World Senior Editor, and Mike Unser, founder and editor of Coin News Media Group.
Okay, welcome, gentlemen. For the record, I would also like to confirm that the following Mint staff are on the call today. Please indicate present after I have called your name. Acting Director Allison Dune.
Present.
Good morning. April Stafford, Chief Office of Design Management.
April's not here today.
All right, I'll come back to that. Boniza Hanchak, Design Manager.
Present.
Good morning, Boniza. Pam Bohr, Design Manager.
Present.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning.
Roger Vasquez, Design Manager.
Present.
Morning, Roger. Russell Evans, Design Manager.
Present.
Good morning, Russell. Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist.
Present. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Megan. Joe Mena, Mint Chief Engraver.
Present, Madam Chairwoman. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Ron Harrigal, Manager of Design and Engraving.
Present.
Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs and Liaison to the CCAC.
Present.
Greg Weinman, Senior Legal Counsel and Counsel to the CCAC.
Good morning, Mary. Present.
Good morning, Greg. Betty Birdsong, Deputy Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs.
Present. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Betty. And I will try again, April Stafford, Chief Office of Design Management.
She's off today, Mary.
Oh, she is? Okay, thank you for telling me. All right, I'd like to begin with the Mint. Is there anything that we need to talk about before we begin?
I do not believe so. Madam Chairwoman.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to the first order of business, the introduction and swearing in of Dr. Harcourt Fuller, who was appointed by Secretary Yellen on August 25th, 2021, for the position based on the recommendation by Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Allison Dune, the Acting Director of the United States Mint, will introduce Dr. Fuller and administer the oath of office. Acting Director Dune, over to you.
Thank you, Mary. Today, we welcome Dr. Harcourt Fuller to the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee. Dr. Fuller is an associate professor of African and African diaspora history in the Department of History at Georgia State. He is a numismatic scholar who has been a coin and currency collector since childhood and is currently a member of the American Numismatic Association and the International Bank Note Society. Dr. Fuller also is the creator of the traveling museum exhibition Black Money Exhibit, World Currencies Featuring African and African Diasporic History and Culture, and the forthcoming documentary film Black Women on Money. We look forward to his expertise and contributions to the CCAC. Dr. Fuller, we will now administer the oath of office.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear the true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear the true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Thank you.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of this office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, and welcome to the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Acting Director Doong.
We look forward to working with you, and I invite you to say a few words.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it kindly. And I've prepared some brief remarks, if I may. As a numismatist who has been collecting coins and currencies since my childhood, and as a scholar of money, I'd like to thank Congresswoman Waters, Laura Vossler of the House Financial Services Committee, Speaker Pelosi, Secretary Yellen, as well as the leadership and staff at the United States Mint, including Jennifer Warren, Betty Birdsong, Acting Director Doong, and my fellow committee members for providing me with this opportunity to serve the American public by being appointed as a member of the CCAC. I'd also like to thank my mother, Jennifer, my late father, Ashley, my siblings, my wife, Christina, and my two daughters, Kenya and Amina, for their love and support, which makes my work and this life meaningful. Thank you.
That's wonderful, Dr. Fuller. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very happy
to forward to serving with you. And thank you, Acting Director Doong, for administering the oath of office. All right, now we're going to get down to business. The first item on our agenda is the review and approval of the minutes and letters to the Secretary from our two-day public meeting in June of 2021. Are there any comments on the documents? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and letters?
I move approval.
So moved.
Art, thank you. Second?
Second.
Who? I can't hear who. Dr. Brown, was that you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. All of those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any objections to the motion? If not, without objection, the minutes and letters are approved. Thank you. All right, now we're going to move to the consideration of the CCAC's annual report. Pursuant to Section 5135 of Title 31 United States Code, the CCAC is to submit an annual report to the Secretary of the Treasury, the House Committee on Financial Services, and the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. This report was due on September 30th, 2021, but it was communicated to the Secretary and Congress that additional time was needed so we could review the final document and approve it at this meeting. Are there any comments to the document? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the report to Congress for the U.S. Mint to transmit to the Secretary and Congress with the edits that have been submitted prior to the meeting and any other technical corrections?
So moved.
Thank you, Robin. Is there a second?
Peter Van Alphen, second.
Thank you, Peter. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections to the motion? If not, without objection, the fiscal year 2021 report to Congress is approved. And I would like to add my thanks to all of those at the Mint who helped produce this document. It was a really wonderful job. Okay, and I'd like to thank the CCAC members and the Mint staff for attendance today by video conference. The next CCAC meeting will most likely take place in 2022, and it will be announced in the Federal Register. The decision will be made depending on the current situation with COVID-19 and whether it will be in person at the United States Mint headquarters or as we've been doing for the past number of months on video conference. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Art Bernstein.
Art, and a second. Donald, I see you raise your hand. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. This meeting stands adjourned at 9:11 a.m. Thank you very much. And Allison and Harcourt, welcome to your first meeting of the CCAC.
Thank you.
Which might be the shortest meeting in the history of the CCAC.